Nolte, 70% want increased domestic oil production, only 18% oppose. By John Nolte on March 7, 2022. The latest from Rasmussen Reports informs us that a whopping 70% of likely U.S. voters believe the U.S. government should encourage increased oil and gas production to reduce America's dependence on foreign sources of oil and gas. Guess what percentage oppose this no-brainer? A measly 18%. You see, that's what I love about reality. While the left, Democrats, the corporate media, environmental activists, try to exist in a woke world that attempts to ignore human nature and real politic. The beauty of the real world is that certain things cannot be ignored. To wit, his fraudulency Joe Biden was handed an America that was an energy exporter. But immediately after being wheeled into office, Biden reversed all that by making it more cumbersome and expensive to drill domestically. Worst of all, Biden killed our Keystone XL pipeline and approved one of Vladimir Putin's pipelines. It's pure madness. Even before Russia invaded Ukraine, Biden's cruelty and stupidity had doubled the price of gas, which, of course, exploded the price of everything. Every product in the world is affected by energy prices because every product in the world is produced and/or shipped using energy. What this self-inflicted and unnecessary explosion in energy costs has done to decimate America's working class and poor just doesn't matter to the sociopathic green loons. The most insane thing of all is that we're still burning the same amount of oil. Yet, the green freaks tell us they want to reduce carbon emissions. Well, how exactly are we reducing carbon emissions when we're burning Russian, Venezuelan, and Middle Eastern oil instead of our own? Whatever. That was woke world when we could still pretend that President Trump's low gas prices were an aberration and Biden's high gas prices are simply a return to norm. Those days are now over. The real world has arrived in the form of Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine. And now woke world is being exposed as the hellscape it was always meant to be. First off, it was woke world's enviroloons who made Putin's war in Ukraine possible by insisting the Western world spend trillions of dollars purchasing Putin's energy instead of drilling, fracking, and digging for our own. Get this. Since Putin launched this obscene war about 10 days ago, Joe Biden's America has paid Putin close to $750 million for his oil. No joke, Joe Biden is sanctioning Putin with one hand and paying him $70 million per day with the other. But now all of woke world's chickens have come home to roost. The war that wouldn't have been possible without the enviroloon policies that send trillions of dollars to Putin will, this very week, deliver the highest gas prices in the history of ever. Americans are getting murdered at the pump. And we have had enough. In fact, we are so fed up that this 50-50 country is now 70-18 on the issue of domestic drilling. Oh, and guess what? By a margin of 55-27%, Democrats, want to see domestic energy production encouraged. When asked if Biden's energy policies were better or worse than Trump's, only 33% said better, while 52% said worse. When asked how important the price of energy will be during the rapidly approaching 2022 midterm elections, 60% said very important, and 28% said somewhat important. That's 88%, folks. Woke world's bubble just popped, and if the GOP manages to avoid catching the war fever and focuses instead on the kind of domestic energy production that will 1. Bring relief to gas prices, 2. Not fund wars launched by tyrants, and 3. Keep us out of foreign wars, the 2022 brass ring is theirs for the asking. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.